Question is, in the corporate worship setting, using people that you really work well with versus to training up people or working with people that it doesn't necessarily just feel good with. How do you do it well? For one, it's really great to work with people that you do work well with as much as you can, but you also do want to increase your team. And if you feel that the person that you are learning to lead with, let's call it, has an anointing on their life but just haven't really worked out the bugs yet, you need to really, if that person's been placed in your life or placed on your team without your control, let's say, you're just a worship leader on the team and this person's now worshiping on the team selected by, you know, whoever, then you've got to find what they're carrying and you've got to lock onto that. Because if you don't have a vision for them, this is huge for all team members. If you don't have a vision for them, you'll never really partner with them. You've really got to get a vision for this person that you're putting with. Because then when the ship goes down, you're not going, I told you so. And that's something that we do without even thinking about it. So I think that, you know, that's this person that you've got to find out what they carry, what they're going for, what their heart is. And then that will really give you a vision to partner with them and to pull them along. Now, some people are farther along in this thing called worship than other people. And it's our job as leaders, which it sounds like it's what the Lord's asking you to do, is to really now be a leader and to pull this person into an authority and to really help them. So back to encouragement, edification, when they're doing something awesome, tell them. When something was a little funky, be like, hey, you know, maybe next time try this, or I feel like you could do this, and really just posture yourself as a leader that you are and speak into their life so that the flow gets better.